Three firefighters who died battling the Twisp fires were remembered yesterday. 20-year-old Tom Bashevsky, 26-year-old Andrew Zajac, and 31-year-old Rick Wheeler died on August 19th near Twisp when flames consumed their crashed vehicle. Their families go forward now as members of a sad society of people who've lost their loved ones to wildland fire. Rob Palmer is a member of that society. He and his youngest brother Andy grew up on the Olympic Peninsula. In late July 2008, when Rob was 27 and Andy just 18, they were both fighting fires in California. Then one day, Rob saw his supervisors walking towards him.
And they said, they both put their arms around me and said, something terrible has happened to Andy. He got hit by a tree, and we don't know if he's alive.
What do you know about what happened to Andy?
Although I wasn't present when Andy died, the wildland fire agencies, and specifically the National Park Service and the United States Forest Service, do an incredible job of investigating serious injuries and fatalities. And based on that investigation and personal conversations I've had with Andy's crew members and other people, the 40 or 50 people that were around Andy during this time, I know the following. Andy was assigned to a four-person fire engine. They had been sent down to California to work as an engine. Their engine ran into a bunch of mechanical problems, and the engine actually had to go back to Redding to get worked on. And two of the crew members and Andy were given an assignment to fall trees, hazard trees, so trees that had that were either dangerous in of them themselves or had been fire weakened, so they had been burned, and either they had tops or branches that would pose significant risks to people working below them. And so Andy and this and his two other crew members were assigned to work this little chunk of dirt, and they were dropped off on this kind of midway on this ridgeline, and they worked down towards a paved road, and they were falling, and his two partners were falling trees. Andy was a swamper, so a person that's that tags along with somebody who's running a chainsaw. Mm. And Andy was working with them when one or both of them decided to cut a tree, and that tree fell, and in the pure chaos of that tree falling, the top of that tree or a tree that it hit came back, and Andy was standing up and smashed Andy's femur, breaking it instantly and causing substantial blood loss. One of his crew members diligently and quickly ran over to Andy, and the crew member took off his yellow Nomex fire shirt that we're all accustomed to, wrapped it around Andy's leg, which slowed the bleeding profusely. And then for roughly 3 hours, his crew members and the 40 to 50 other firefighters that were around Andy struggled with utter indecisiveness to figure out how to get him out, despite him being only a half a mile away from a paved road and incredibly close to the Junction City emergency room. Andy took his last breath on earth roughly 3 hours after he got hit by that tree in almost the same position where he was hit, because he wasn't able to evacuate and get to a hospital in time.
It has been 7 years. What do you still miss about your brother?
One of the things that I miss the most is that Andy had just graduated high school, and he had been working for the National Park Service for about a month, and he was just in his prime of being a senior in high school, graduated, and looking at, with this huge outlook for life. And Andy and I never had the chance to spend some days off together or to go on hikes or to go fishing. And that's what I miss. I miss those one-on-one times with Andy or our other brother, Henry, such that the three of us could have had bonding times.
Three firefighters lost their lives battling this giant Okanagan complex blaze. That's just a couple weeks fresh. Your brother died 7 years ago. For the families who lost these three men, what advice would you give them?
For me, there's no question that, like many people in Washington and Alaska and elsewhere in the United States, that our hearts go out to those families without a doubt. And there was an incredible group based out of Boise, Idaho, the Wildland Firefighter Foundation, that immediately stepped up and contacted my family and provided a whole slew of emotional and they were willing to provide financial support, but it wasn't needed for us. And so there is a group of people out there that belong to this horrible club that nobody wants to belong to in Boise, Idaho, that will help families like the families that lost loved ones in TWSP.
Rob Palmer fought fires from 1999 till 2012 for the National Park Service. His brother Andy died in the summer of 2008 fighting a fire in Northern California. Andy Palmer's death is referred to as the Dutch Creek incident, and it prompted officials to rethink how wildlife fire crews evacuate seriously injured firefighters.